Someone once asked me, why should I give and be generous when the person that I'm giving to might take the money that I'm giving to them and actually go and spend it on something that, like alcohol or drugs, that might even make them a danger to society? Shouldn't I be a bit more careful with my money and think twice before giving? And this is something that I've thought a lot about, and also with regards to myself as well, because I'm a person who likes giving, right? I mean, I know that there are people who give way more than I do, but I'm a very generous person. And as a result, it is really important to ask oneself about the importance of giving responsibly. And is it something that you should even be concerned about? Or is it that you should just give and allow God to take over from there? Whatever the person does is up to them. Now, what I want to say is that I think you should have a balance of both. Being a responsible giver is a very important thing, because you should never give to someone when you can actually clearly see that the giving that you're doing is actually perpetuating their bad behavior. You're enabling their bad behavior. So for example, if you know and you're well aware that someone is an alcoholic and you continue giving to them, and you can see that your giving to them is only enabling their alcoholism, then you're being a bad giver, I believe. Anyways, you can hold your own opinion on this. But even though they're hungry, right? Because you can have a person be in need and truly need food and need clothes and need a shelter, and they know what to best do with that money. But if you give them that money, you might be leading them into further indulging themselves in substances, right? That might actually cause them to be a danger to society and to themselves. So these are the dynamics that we need to consider whenever we consider ourselves givers and whenever we set ourselves out into the world to become givers. But what does it mean to, first of all, become a responsible giver? And there's also the question of, does giving actually make a difference? There's an organization that I've started being quite interested in. I think it's called Give Directly or Direct Giving, one of the two. I'll definitely try to get the name before the end of this discussion, right? So they have a completely new concept of giving where they give directly, and by give directly, what they mean is they give the money, right? They don't give items to people, because you do not know what a person actually needs. And I love that sentiment. I even watched a TED talk about it, where the person, I think, who is probably one of the founders or CEO of Give Directly, talks about the importance of giving to people in need, giving them money. The first thing I want to say is this. We should not make the assumption that every person we come across who is in need is a person who is going to consume drugs or alcohol. That is an assumption we should never make. And this is a laziness that we tend to practice as people, right? Where whenever we know that there is a problem that a certain group of people have, in this case, we're talking about people in need, right? We know that alcohol is something that someone who doesn't have money will tend to run to in order to drown their sorrows and their pain and whatever experiences they might have had in the past. So as a result, we then tend to paint everyone in that circumstance with the same brush. We do it with men and abuse and men and cheating. We do it with countries. Whenever there's a war, we speak in terms of this country is at war with that country. Whereas in all truth, it's actually the governments that are at war with one another. The governments and the army and whatever other wing of that government is involved in that, of those governments that are involved in that conflict. And this is why, I mean, you'll find people saying things like Israel is doing this to this place, or South Africa is doing this, or America. But in truth, The people of America are not participating in that. And when you're speaking of America, you're speaking of the entire country. When you're speaking of South Africa, you're speaking of the entire country. When you're speaking of Congo, you're speaking of every single individual. So it is important for us to be careful of the language that we use whenever we talk about people who are in need. Because Jesus did say that you will always have those who are begging. You will always have those who are in need. It is important for us not to paint them with the same brush. Some people are actually just trying to get their kids through school. Some people are actually just trying to make provision, you know? And I watched a little brief video essay about Give Directly, and the way that they do it is quite different to the way that you would think you should do giving. And they make a huge, huge difference. And I know I sound like I'm advertising them here, but I'm just using them as an example in this discussion that we're having, right? First of all, to make the point that you can give responsibly. Secondly, to make the point that giving does make a difference. And then another point I want to make is the fact that young people, we need to concern ourselves about giving, right? Because giving is an incredibly important instrument that God uses to change the lives of people around us. And here's another thing that I've realized amongst us as Christians. We have a tendency to want to do things only when we are moved, right? Or only when we feel like God is moving us to do those things. And I know that you listening right now, you might not see yourself as that person, or you might not even be that kind of person. When you give because you want to give, right? Oh my goodness, I just remembered another aspect of giving responsibly that I hadn't even touched on yet. And I should probably just touch on that before moving on. So first of all, we need to give responsibly in the sense that we do need to practice to whatever extent is humanly possible. We need to discern whether the people that we're giving to are not people who are just going to take the money and go and use it recklessly. Now, I must make this statement in the same breath. You should never assume. So in other words, you should always assume people innocent until proven guilty. So if someone is asking you for money, or if someone is not asking you for money, if you can see that someone has a need, go and give to them, right? And consider them innocent until proven guilty, right? Once you discover that they are involved in nefarious practices, I remember once I used to give to a guy when I used to live in Sunnyside. I used to love giving, you know, to him and his friends. And then once I saw him being chased by the police. Now, I had no context of what was going on there. I could only make the assumption that he had done something criminal, and that's why he was being chased. And I had no evidence of the fact that he was involved in repeated criminal activities. I had no evidence of that. For all I know, he could have been mistaken for someone who did commit a crime. But from where I was standing, I needed to make judgment based on what I was seeing, right? And I decided to make the judgment that, no, maybe I'm giving and enabling someone who's involved in crimes all around Pretoria. And these are the kinds of decisions that you have to make. And that's the thing, right? We need to remember that in as much as we're led by the Spirit in a lot of things, sometimes you'll find yourself having to make decisions at face value based on what is being presented in front of you. And you have limited knowledge of what's happening, because just because someone is being arrested doesn't mean they're guilty. Just because someone is being chased by the cops doesn't necessarily mean that they're guilty. So this is where it's important to have a very close relationship with Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in what final conclusion to draw. But the one thing that I always teach about giving, and if you're a young person, this is a very important thing for you to learn. Always have the habit of giving, whether it's to family or strangers. Just practice the habit of giving. And you don't have to do it with the people that are in your immediate circle all the time. Go on the road, on the streets, and find people that you feel are in need. For example, winter is kicking in. Go into Pep and buy blankets, like however many you can afford, and just drive around. Whenever you see someone that looks like, you know, you don't know what their life is like. If they look like they need the blanket, just give it to them, right? If they look like they have a need, just give it to them. And don't involve yourself with anything that you don't have time to gather evidence to support. So if you, unless the Holy Spirit leads you not to giving them, then continue to give them. I always remember Paul, I don't remember where he was going exactly. I think it was somewhere in Asia. Then the Holy Spirit led him not to enter Asia. But you have to understand the fact that he was on his way to the place where God then instructed him not to go. And before entering there, he had been entering a number of continents and countries and villages and preaching to people. It is only when God specifically and explicitly stopped him from entering a particular place did he not go there. So it's not just in being led, but here's another side of giving responsibly that I want to make sure that I express. And it is the fact that you need to make sure that you do not give more than you can handle, right? In other words, you need to make sure that your basic necessities are being taken care of, your family is being taken care of, and you're not straining them as a result of your passion for giving, which giving is all good. And if you feel led to do so, absolutely do so. And especially if you're doing it in the faith that God is going to provide for you, then definitely do it as you see fit. But do remember to be responsible and make sure that your bills are paid, your family's taken care of, there's food in the fridge, and that you have emergency savings in case anything happens. And I know that there are those who believe that I don't need to have emergency savings. God will take care of everything. And if that's how far your faith stretches, then that's you, right? That's totally you and between you and God. But what I'm going to advise you to do is to walk responsibly and to give responsibly. And that's about all the time we have for. But we are going to continue covering this topic of the importance of giving and practicing generosity. Right now, I just wanted us to talk about giving responsibly and making a difference as a young person through giving, right? And also the fact that you need to understand who you're giving to whatever extent is reasonable, to a reasonable extent, or rather within reason, you need to discern who you're giving to so that you're not enabling people, but you're rather giving them the power to come out of a terrible, terrible position. So, with that said, we're going to cut it short right here, and I'm going to leave you with this question. Are you a giver? And what instrument do you use in order to discern whether or not you're giving to someone who'll use it to better their life and not worsen other people's lives?
Our topic for discussion this evening is generosity in action. Can young people actually make a difference in giving? We, as a church, started giving out food parcels. So we've got a lot of homeless people in the town that I live, and we started giving out food parcels. And then we decided, like, listen, we need to change this, because the Bible actually says that you will earn an income, or you will earn your food by the sweat of your brow, meaning that you should work. If you're willing to work, then we are willing to assist you. Then that morphed into a project in which we collect plastic lids for milk jugs and cool drink bottles and stuff like that. Like we've started that thing, and now we've started that project. And when people come to us, they don't merely get a food, they don't merely get a food parcel. They sort of visit a tuck shop, and the tuck shop is then that they need to pay a certain amount of lids for food, right? So you can get a loaf of bread will be like 15 plastic lids, like doppies, you know, those typical things that you get in cool drink and milk and stuff. Now, how does this tie in with the fact that can we be generous? Now, we used to give out about 33 food parcels, 30 items, like that means 30 loaves of bread or 10 loaves of bread and 20 cans of baked beans or whatever the case might be. We used to give that out weekly. Now, since we started this project, the congregation has actually bought in, and with the congregation, we've actually got the teenage ministry actually started to buy into this, and we've increased our number to that we're assisting about 30 families a week. 30 families a week with food parcels, be that whatever it might be. Soup, soap, toothbrushes, whatever they want, they can choose. But depending on the amount of lids you bring, that depends on how many items you can get. We started asking the young people, listen, buy into this because you're actually making a difference to people. And when I can give statistics, and I know there's this thing in the Bible that tells people, like, your left hand shouldn't know what your right hand should give. So I'm not telling anyone, like, listen, this person is saving us. But what I am telling you is that when we tell people, like, listen, we need your food items because your food items is being handed out to 30 families a week, people actually willingly participate. Right. So can young people, the generosity of young people actually make a difference? Yes. Yes, most definitely. You just need to know where you are sowing into and what it is that you are making a difference to. We don't realize the absolute differences in income between certain peoples. Now, we go to McDonald's and we see, like, listen, I pay $50 for a Big Mac meal. But you don't know how much you can do with $50 if you don't have $50, right? So every second McDonald's meal, no, probably not, every fourth McDonald's meal that you would go to McDonald's, rather hand give that money to the church or to an organization or something. That's the way that we can do. That's the way that you can start being generous. But as long as you know who the money is going to and why you are giving the money, it will be easier for you to realize that. So I can do two things. I can round up 10 people, and I'm last illustration. I can round up 10 people and tell them to take these bags, fill these bags with dirt all through the night. And they will be irritated and frustrated and they don't want to do it. Or I can tell these 10 people, listen, we need sandbags to stop the flood that is coming in order to save the town. Now, all of a sudden, they realize, oh, that's what I'm doing. Every bag that I'm filling is saving the town from the flood. That's the same way that we should be with our generosity and with our finances. Every 10 Rand that I'm giving, every 20 Rand that I'm giving is feeding a family for at least 2 days if you consider the amount of bread that you can buy for 20 Rand. Every 20 Rand can at least feed a family for 2 to 3 days. That's the way that you should approach generosity. I don't want you to think I can give the moment I've got thousands to give. No, no, no. You can start making a difference with 20 Rand currently. 25 Rand, or 20 Rand conservatively, 25 Rand would take you actually quite far. If you give 25 Rand a week, you will be actually making a huge difference to some people. That is just the way that it works. There's no reason for us to wait until we've got massive amounts of income to start giving, because I can promise you the moment, if you're not giving now and you only give when you've got massive amounts of income, you're not giving at all. You will be selfish then, and you still will feel that you need more in order for you to start giving. That's unfortunately not the way that we should think.